All right. Another Dobbins Bennett product.
I love
beautiful Kingsport, your Tri-Cities, Devon Swafford. Hey, Kate Posse, amigo, good morning to you. How you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you? Good, how are you?
Talk to me about the opportunity. You had opportunities to play elsewhere. You're choosing to walk on at Tennessee. Why?
Man, playing with my best friend growing up, that's an opportunity that most people don't have. So I jumped right on it. As soon as they told me that I would have a Grayshirt opportunity, I was like, yeah, I got to make that happen.
So an opportunity for you to come in, learn, do your thing, hopefully earn a scholarship as well down the line. You're not choosing the easy path, though. You're going with your buddy, which is a good thing, but you're not choosing the easiest path for you. Obviously, you're not afraid of challenges.
Oh, yeah, I love challenge. I've been the underdog all my life, and I had to work for everything I earned, so that's how it's got to be now. I just got to keep that mindset and earn what's mine.
You feel confident that you're going to be able to do it when you get here?
Oh, yes, sir, no doubt.
Why? Tell me why.
Not to be cocky or anything, but I just feel kind of underrated. Like, I feel like I can play with the big boys. I feel like when I go out and compete, I compete at the highest level. And when I see other people and they have all the hype and they're competing, I feel like I can compete in the same level.
Devon, let me tell you this right now. I want guys like you on my team. You got to believe, right? Especially when you go out and you do what you're doing, which is you're somebody that's probably going to end up in the secondary at Tennessee. You better have confidence in yourself when you're back here and you're trying to chase around world-class athletes. You better be confident in what you're doing.
Got to. You got to be confident in this world if you're going to be successful.
I don't care what you're doing. You got it, man. Malik Foreman, tell me about him.
Man, Malik? I think of Malik, I think of speed. Man, I've never seen him get caught from behind. And when I think of defense, offense, that just comes naturally. When I think of defense, lockdown, his speed makes up for everything. And his quickness, footwork, everything, he stays working all the time.
You know, he's another guy that's going to walk in here. I was just talking to him about this. He's another guy that's going to walk in there with a chip on his shoulder because he has to earn it as well. He's coming in as a three-star kid, and, you know, let's face it, fans love to look at that star system. One thing I've learned, though, Ron, I've seen guys walk on. J.J. McCleskey was a kid that played locally, walked on, played for several years in the NFL, and you see it all the time. The guy who was a star in the Super Bowl recently out of New Orleans who went back and returned a kick right in his hometown, Jacoby Jones, was a track athlete that ended up at Little Lane College out in West Tennessee. So the bottom line is all you need, both of you guys, is an opportunity. Do you feel like Butch Jones is going to give you a fair shake?
Yes, sir. He said he was a man of his word, so I believe him. I trust him. That's all.
Tell me about him. Tell me about him and your interaction with him on the recruiting trail.
The first time I met Coach Jones, I knew he was a pretty straight shooter. As soon as I shook his hand, I seen the look in his eye. He was like, he's about business and he's about winning. So, and he has a great personality. And he's a man of character, so that's the kind of people I want to be around, him and the whole staff.
You feel like he's going to be able to turn this thing around?
Oh, yes, sir, no doubt.
Well, Devon, listen, I really love your enthusiasm. I love you taking a few for us today. And I really appreciate you coming on and joining us.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thank you.